Blog Talk Radio.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this. Totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from because of you. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it. Come on. I've been restored.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is my all and my all. We thank God for being here tonight. We thank God for another Thursday. We're just praising Him and praising Him and praising Him during this time. We just have to praise Him and praise Him. So let's just take some time. First of all, who knows that God is? God is our all. He's my all in all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If God is your all in all on tonight, let's just take some time just to praise Him and just to worship Him because He's worthy. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. God is still in control. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just take a few minutes just to praise Him. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you on this night, God, because you are. God said He is. I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we got these people. People are afraid and fearful of the coronavirus, but God is in control. He's bigger than the virus. He's bigger than all of these fears. He's bigger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is bigger than all of this. He's bigger than a disease. He's bigger than your fear. He's bigger. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm just so, so grateful. Hallelujah. Because he's still in control. Thank God for being in control. I thank God for whatever we're going through right now. I'm just thanking God. Hallelujah. It's a time that people have to stay home, but it's a time for us to stay home and praise God, spend more time with Him. Glory to God. I just thank you, Lord. I know I've been every morning, I've been in worship with Him. I mean, to the point where I'm on the floor dancing and shouting, and you would think I'm in a church service. Glory to God. But I'm just thanking God for what it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And nothing is going to touch this home or this body because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. So we have to believe and trust and know that we are in His arms. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God makes no mistakes. So I thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. I praise you. I worship you. I honor you on tonight, Lord God, because you, glory to God, you are worthy to be praised. So worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got a hallelujah on my tongue tonight. So much to be grateful for. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just love Him. I just love Him. I'm so grateful. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He didn't have to do it, but He did. Hallelujah. I didn't have to be here, but I'm here. Glory to God. Glory to God. He loved me enough to give me another day to be in His presence, to be at this time right now in this place, to just give Him the glory and the honor and the praise of His name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. If you're on this line tonight, you have something to praise God for. Oh, when we're looking at the news and here, I don't even look at it anymore because there's just so much going on. But when you hear, right here in our county, we are on the mandate to be in our houses and can't go out, not supposed to anyway. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I give it all, count it all joy because God is good all the time. And I thank God, hallelujah, just for the time to be in His presence. The time to spend with Him, time to read, time to learn more, hallelujah, time to worship Him more, time to get on our knees and just praise Him and pray, hallelujah. Oh, God, time to just lay out on our floor and wail towards Him and to Him and just to thank Him, hallelujah. Oh, God, just to lay out and cry out to our God. This is the time, hallelujah, attention getter, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank God. God has a word on tonight. It's going to be an awesome word. Hallelujah. He's going to just bless us in a mighty way through His servant, through His son. But before He gets started, God says, waiting on me means directing your attention to me in hopeful anticipation of what I will do. It entails trusting me in every fiber of your being instead of trying to figure things out yourself. Waiting on me is the way I designed you to live all day, every day. I created you to stay conscious of me as you go about your daily duties. I have promised many blessings to those who wait on me, renewed strength, living above one's circumstances, resurgence of hope, awareness of my continual presence. Waiting on me enables you to glorify me by living in deep dependence on me, ready to do my will. It always helps you to enjoy me, and my presence is fulfillment of joy. Hallelujah. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Lamentations 3:24-26. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in his, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. My God. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. This is the time, y'all, we cannot grow weary, but we have to continue to run, hallelujah, towards God. They will walk and not be faint. My God, my God. Psalms 16:11, you will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. God is good. God is good. God is good. He said, do not be weary. Don't let this thing get to you so much in your head that you become weary, and then you get into another state. God is in control. He's got us. As always, he's got us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn it over to Pastor Flint for the continuation of this service.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just thank God for tonight. We thank God for the word that already has gone forth. The praise, we just continue to praise him, continue to praise him. And we're just getting to the point where she just told you God is, right? God is what? God is my all in all. God is my all in all. And God is in control. Why do we know God is in control? Because he put us in a situation that we can no longer control. So we know he's in control because we're in situations where we can no longer control. I just said that life can be changed in an instant. In an instant, your life has been changed and uprooted. You look at the things that's going on in people's lives and you know, it's like a ghost town. The whole United States is like a ghost town. And in my area, you know, you go by, the restaurant slows down, and you can't even go to the T-Mobiles or the Verizons. And, you know, we got grocery stores open and gas stations open, but that's about it for the most part. Barbershops and nail salons. Also, the vanity piece, right? So God said, I'm going to remove all these different things. I remember, like I said this morning on the prayer line, is that God told me when I'm your enemy,
yes, I know.
When I'm your enemy, I take the things that you made gods, and I use it against you. Those things that you trust in, besides me. You know, the word said, well, trust in the Lord all in heart and lean not to thy own understanding. But we begin to trust in all other things. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But body of Christ, we got to trust in our God. We got to trust in our Lord God. We got to trust in our God. We got to trust in our God. The one that we say is our Lord and our personal Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. And we rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask for forgiveness for anything that we said or done or thought that was against your will, against your way. And as we read your Holy Spirit in such way, Father, and as you lead us in this word, God, and continue, God, to teach us and love on us and embrace us, God, and give us instructions for tonight, God, that will carry us through. That carry us through for this rest of this week, God. Carry us through the rest of this season they call it a pandemic, whatever you want to call it. This season, God, of weariness and dreariness, God. This season, God, of seeming like a shortage. This season, God, of seeming like a loss, God. But this is a win, God. This is a win because every day away from man, give us time to spend time with you, Father. Father, here I am right now, Father. I decrease that you increase. That the Holy Spirit take complete control. That it be all of you and none of me. Give your children a word, God, a word that will carry them through. Give me a word that will carry me through, Lord God. Like I said, sometimes I wonder how I made it over. How I made it over. I'm just saying, so in times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need a friend. In times like these. In times like these. In times like these. In times like these. We need a savior. Guess what his name is, ladies and gentlemen? His name is Jesus. He's that anchor grip to hold that solid rock. He's that solid rock. His name is Jesus, the solid rock. His name is Jesus, the Lion of Judah. His name is Jesus, my Lord, my personal Savior. His name is Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, my brother, my friend. My intercessor. My burden bearer. He had to take on his yoke and learn of him. How many of you be honest when all this stuff happened? Fear gripped you. Fear gripped you when this happened. When the thoughts of the coronavirus and the words came out about it and the death toll and the media just made it so big. It made it big like Goliath. It made it huge. Let's be honest, how many fear gripped you? Oh, my God, when they shut down your jobs, when they sent kids home from school, and he's saying, you see what happened in Italy, and what's going on in China, and it just, the media just blew up. The United States said, we're going on a shutdown, and it gripped you, the economy, and knowing that this is a plan to depopulate you as it is, but it still gripped you, and sometimes, you know, hear what God said. It's okay for fear, right? It's okay. I'm fine. I'm going to talk to my brother in 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter. And we're going to move forward because this is what God told me. All right, so in 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter, the first verse, it reads, "And happened after this, that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazazon and Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared." See that third verse? "And feared." But guess what he did when he feared? "He set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah." So when they shut your churches down, what did you do? When they shut your jobs down, what did you do? When they told you, when you seen that you couldn't get, you know, everybody going and running in fear, going to get the last little bit of toilet. I wish I had invested in toilet tissue. I wish I invested in Zoom, because everybody going in Zoom for messages now. I'm telling you, they know how to push certain things in the economy. I'm going to make my own hand sanitizer and put it on the bottle. Because I'm telling you, that's what you need, gloves and masks and I'm talking about it's through the roof. Water and I'm talking about people going crazy over water. That's a nap. That, your body full of water. It produces water. But we're going crazy. Running the store. I left out the store. I said, I'm not going to be in here in this nonsense. I told him, I said, man, I'm not going to be in here. The line is like so ridiculous. Like the welfare line, I'm trying to get some cheese or something. I said, I'm not going to be a part of this foolishness. So anyway, let's go back to Jehoshaphat, the third verse. "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah got together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Tonight he said, if two or more are gathered together, he's in the midst. And if two come together as in touching and agreeing, we can have that which we ask for. Tonight I need some people that can touch and agree. I need some people that can believe God that he is still in control, that God is still in control, that he is the ruler of all things, that we can ascribe all this to him. I ascribe the coronavirus to him because he allowed it to happen. Look what Job went through. Job didn't know why he was going through what he was going through, but God allowed it to happen. for a purpose to be completed. And God is doing something to perfect us. Sometimes things have to happen to shake you and rock your whole world for God to perfect some things inside of us. You got to look in the light. So let's go back. He said, so Judah got together, asked for help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So tonight, we're going to come together. Because he said, fear gripped you. Fear gripped them, horror, terrified, all that. And set himself to seek the Lord tonight. What does Sinclair say? If my people shall call by name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Repent. Turn from their wicked ways. So now we're going to seek the Lord. We humble ourselves because the fear made him humble himself. But he set himself to seek the Lord. And then proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. How many people can even for the next 7 days, to this next Thursday, say, I'm going to push my plate back. Or deny myself something, whatever pleasure, a pleasure. It may be switch, it may be soap operas, it may be social media, it may be internet, maybe video games, whatever it is, maybe the telephone. I'm gonna push it back, and whatever I push back, I'm gonna get that time to God. Not for this pandemic. I'm not worried about this pandemic. But for the souls that are lost, the atheists, the Satanists, the devil worshippers, the government officials that know that the Eastern Stars, the Freemasons, the entertainers, those that have made pacts with Satan, blood covenants, those that are doing human sacrifices and blood sacrifices, that are drinking blood and drinking urine and eating human flesh, those that are doing these things that are demonic and know they're doing demonic. My prayer, when I go on my knees on this fast, is for these souls to come to the knowledge of the truth of who God is and repent for all that they've done and say, God, I need you. Just like Jonah went to Nineveh, and Nineveh changed. They went on a fast, you know, and changed themselves and changed their wicked ways, and God repented of the evil he was going to do towards them and then gave them an opportunity to get themselves healed. We want, he said, I don't count slack as you count slackness, and I don't want anybody to perish. See, Satan's trying to get all of us to perish, but God don't wish that any of us should perish, but everybody will come into the knowledge of the truth and repent and be saved. So tonight, we're going to pray for salvation for those that don't know him as their Lord and personal Savior, for those that have not accepted him as their Lord and personal Savior, for those that have rejected him as their Lord and personal Savior, for those who said the fool in his heart said there is no God. But the biggest fool is the one that let it come out of his mouth that there is no God. The bigger fool is the one that let his actions show that there is no God. But we know that God is. All in all, God is sovereign. God is, all right. Then Joshua stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers. I'm saying that we told him, he called them out. That's what I'm saying tonight. O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Look at that. Are you not our God who drove out cancer, HIV, AIDS, leukemia, made blind eyes see, made lame legs walk, make? Are you not the one that made the mute talk? Are you not the ones that made the deaf hear? Are you not the one that made blind eyes see? Are you not? And you can go open up doors, prison doors, and are you not God? Heal broken hearts, mended hearts, are you not God? And you can just fill in the blank. You know what he's done in your life. You know what you've seen him done in other lives, other people's lives around you. You've seen him bring the dead back, or whatever you've seen. Hey, I seen my grandmama die twice, come back to life. I seen my granddaddy. I seen God do a lot of things. So are you not that same God? Or are you asleep? Or Are you the God that can, I can do only something? You can't do all things no more. But you told me I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So that means if all things through Christ strengthens me, what can you do, God? So we move back to the summary. So are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster come upon us, I said, okay, well, we are. Look at you. If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple. Okay, they said you can't go to the church, but that's a building. You're the church. They said, know ye not that you are the temple of the living God. So you can go in the mirror. I stand in this mirror, and I say, God, if you said of a sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we can stand before this temple. I'm in this mirror. I'm at the temple, and in your presence, for your name is in this temple. For the Holy Spirit resides inside of me. From the day I said, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. If you accept me as your son and your servant, and I said, I believe, I confess with my mouth, and I believe with my heart. And from that day forward, and then I received the Holy Spirit. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, even with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and sometimes you even allow me to interpret the tongues. And Father, with this being said, this temple, you know, you said in your presence, for your name is in this temple. Your name, God, is in this holy temple. They said, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here, Lord. There's plagues, God. There's rumors of wars, Father. There's all these different things that have come up against your children. See, here we're going to talk about the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. So we can say COVID-19 or swine flu, bird flu. We can say the other H1N1 bird flu that got coming up. We can say the earthquakes. We can say the economy. Whatever you want to use, you can use the lockdown. You can use the quarantine. You can put anything you want to put in there that fits your situation. He said, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Father, here they are going right now, God. You told us in Genesis 1, 26 and 27 that you made us in your image and of your likeness, and you gave us dominion. Here they go, God, trying to take even that away from us, that you made us in your image and after your likeness, God. Even that has been snatched away, God, making us be fearful, God, making us be prisoners in our own homes, prisoners in our own city, prisoners in our own state, God, when this is not what you have placed on us, but, God, this is a plague. So this is the plague that you have allowed to come, God, and your children have been taken because by the blood of Jesus, you told them to put the blood over the mountains, even when you did what you did in Egypt. In Exodus, the third chapter, when you had called Moses and sent them off, and then he sent them to Pharaoh. No, we're okay with that. We're okay with whatever your perfect will is. Now, here's the thing. Here's where it gets real interesting. What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? He said, here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession. Not our possession, God, your possession. Saying, you know, God, all this is yours. We give it back to you, God. We give everything back to you, God, which you have given us to inherit. Then he said, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. Our eyes are upon you. But we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. The prince of the air and the airways, Father, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places, we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I need you to help me bring this word home for your children, God. I need your help on this one, Lord God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for this word. I thank you for the opportunity to be used by you in this hour. See, let's have the first one. I am sent me. And we're going to go from Exodus when he told Moses, I am. Even in Isaiah 61, let me show you Isaiah 61, the first chapter. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. That's what tonight is about. It's upon me because now God wants to bring good tidings. He wants to change what you're feeling today. He said, I come now to preach good tidings to the world. I come now to heal the brokenhearted. I come now to proclaim liberty to the captives and open up the prison to those who have been bound. Bound by fear, bound by circumstances, bound by choices, bound by decisions, bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to give them beautiful ashes, to hold a joyful mourning. Here's where we at, right? Here's where we are. I'm going to bring this home. So the topic was, you know, was going to be I Am, sent me. Then he changed it to Operation Lockdown. Operation Lockdown. I'm gonna tell you what. Give me one. And it gripped me. Because it's time to lock the doors. Getting your child to lock the doors, right? And get down on your knees. So let's lock in. Let's lock in with God. Let's get down on our knees. And we said, he called the solemn assembly. And so he said, we don't know about the size of this great multitude, nor do we know what to do. Then he said, now all Judah, the little ones, the wise, the children, stood before the Lord. Let's imagine this, if all of America, if all of Bankhead, Buckhead, Washington, D.C., I mean, I'm just saying, if all of us just got together with our children, wives, and mamas and daddies and the animals, and we just stood before the Lord. I said, I am sent me, right? Once I am sent me. That's good. Thanks. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph. In the midst of the assembly, he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. See, because he didn't give you the spirit of fear. Fear is okay because fear points you to God, but not the spirit of fear. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude. Why, Brother George? For the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. This is not your battle to fight. This is God's. So when you don't know what to do, then turn over to who got it all in control. You know he's in control because he put you in a situation that's out of your hands, that you can no longer control it. And then look how awesome it was. He said, tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the assembly of the Israelites. And you will find them at the end of the book before the wilderness of Jeriel. You will not need to fight in this battle. You will not need to fight in this battle. But guess what you need to do? Position yourselves. What do you mean by position myself? We said Operation Lockdown. Operation Lockdown means to what? Lock yourself in. Oh, she just said, she just told me, lock yourself in. Get down on your knees. Refocus. So what they do with that position? They said, position yourselves. Listen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's all I got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Position yourself. So the position I need to be in is just standing still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then it say, who is with you? What? God is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me. Then he said, how you go out there? He said, man, go out there. What's he saying about that with the praises and all that? He said, this is the 18th verse. I'm going to skip to the 18th verse. And he said, and Joseph bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. I'm going to try to tell you, listen, position yourself. Get into a bow. Get on your knees. Get some kneology. Get some you know, get in there and get on your face. Get lay broken before the Lord. He said he bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Let me tell you something. And we're going to come back to 2 Chronicles 15. I'm going to tell you about 2 Chronicles 15. See, these prophets tell you that I'm the one that sent me. See, God had been sending prophets over and over and over with a word. He sent Jonah to Nineveh. He sent, Daniel. It was in the line, Daniel. He had Ezra. He had Micah. It's so many little prophets. Ezekiel. Jeremiah, all these prophets with a word. But listen to this. Azariah was one of my Asa. Listen to this. In the 15th chapter of 2 Chronicles, but it said, now the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Odin, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. And we just read in 2 Chronicles 20 that he said, do not fear, be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now he said, listen, the Lord is with you while you are with him. Look at your world right now. Look at just this nation alone, or this corporation alone. Look at the United States, which is what it is. Just look at it. Never was it really based on in God we trust, in the God that we serve, first and foremost. But since they say that's what this is a nation, a Christian nation, whatever they want to say, however it's supposed to be expressed, look at how we turned our back on God. We took it away. We took the crowd in schools, took it out the government buildings, took it out, and took it away from the children. Then you got same-sex marriages, you got LGBTQ running a lot of different things. They took the rainbow, which was a covenant that he gave to Noah, and they used it for their symbol. You got to look at all the different things that we got. We got Hollywood and Hollywood. We got a lot of different things that has nothing to do with our Heavenly Father any longer. They don't use his name. Even the pastors and apostles and prophets use him for filthy lucre and pimping and all different types of things. And we have just prosecuted the gospel. We've been an abomination, you know. And that's something, you know, we look at it, man. My wife, I was saying, like we've been abominable. You know, we've been the Church of Babylon. And we're the place where we say, burn Babylon, burn Babylon, burn. It's not a burn Babylon. No, burn Babylon, burn Babylon, burn. But he said, it's with you while you're with him. Now watch this. It says, if you seek him, inquiring for and of him as your soul's first necessity. What let's go back to Joseph at? What did he do when he feared? And Joseph feared and set himself to seek the Lord. A little parallel. If you seek him, inquiring for and of him as your soul's first necessity. Let me tell you how awesome he is. He will let you find him. Tonight, let's seek him. Let's seek him early where he may be found. He said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open. Ask, seek, knock. We're seeking. Lord, I'm seeking after you. I'm chasing after you. We're God chasing. I'm chasing after you, God. No matter what you, Lord, I need you more and more. Lord, I need you more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. I'm searching for you, God. I'm chasing after you, God. I'm seeking you, God. Lord, I need you more and more and more and more and more. I inquire for it and of him as my soul's first necessity. You are my only necessity, God. I need thee more. I need thee all. I need thee every hour. I need thee. We need to go back to the old church. They knew how to. I know that some of the souls didn't make it, but some of the souls they sang made so much since it got to God so much because they began to worship God and forget about themselves. Well, don't they just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him? See, I mean, we just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and begin to worship him. Remember why you came into the house to gather in his name and worship him. Lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Lift up your voice and praise him and worship him. Lift your heart, go seeking him. And worship him. Here's a slip of the coin, but if you abandon and turn away from him, he will abandon and turn away from you. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here lies the problem with us. And that's why I say this is God's doing. That's why you know God is in control. The third verse says, now for a long time, Israel was without the true God and without a teaching priest. For a long time, earth has been without the true God. We made all other gods, all other idols, and all everything. It was athletes. You know, we worshiped athletes. And even like talking about Atlanta, we got the Falcons and we got the Hawks. And so we, you know, we know the spirit of the bird is here. Some bird is here. You know, we go and we can tell you what the stats and everything else, but we can't tell you scriptures. But I can tell you all the stats, the points. I can tell you the win and loss. And, you know, we can do all these different things, but I can't tell you. Last time I just laid on my face and get interceding on God. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about me personally, but I'm saying here's what we are. Without a teaching priest and without God's law. But when they were in that trouble and distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and in desperation earnestly sought him. So now guess what? God has put us in a position that lets you know he's still in control because now we're in a position that's out of our control and now we got to be just where they were in this 12th verse. But when they were in that trouble and distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and in desperation earnestly sought him and he let them find him. So we got to earnestly seek him again so he'll let us find him. In those times, let me tell you, listen to these times, look what you're going through right now. Because there's a turmoil, and there's anxiety, and there's fear, and there's depression, and all these things that have come about, doubt and uncertainties, insecurities. He said, in those times, there was no peace for him who came in. No peace. No peace at all. But God is going to give you a peace that's going to pass all your understanding. He's going to give you peace, not as the world gives peace, but the way he gives peace. In the sixth verse, it said, nation was crushed by nation and city by city. But get what happened? Why? For God troubled them with every kind of distress. For God did this. Now, for y'all don't believe it, there it is right there in black and white. God did it. You thought the Chinese people did it doing some other stuff. You thought Trump had something to do with it. You thought Bill Gates had something to do with it. You thought Soros had something to do with it or Putin. You thought that Russia had something to do with it. You thought Italy had something, the Vatican and the Pope had something to do with it. For God, you thought Satan had something. You even gave Satan power. Satan is, he trying to eat. He pulling his ass out. The Antichrist is working. For God troubled them with every kind of distress. I did it. That's what God said. He said, I did it. I'm doing it. But if you seek me as your only necessity, as your first necessity, I'll let you find me, and I'll give you peace. That'll pass all it. Because guess what it says? But as for you, be strong and do not lose courage, for there is a reward for your work. There's a reward for your fasting. There's a reward for your praying. There's a reward for your praise. There's a reward for you turning away from your wicked ways. A it won't be going from 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says what? If my people, which were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what will he do? Then will I hear from heaven, I let you find me, and I heal your land. Then when I hear from heaven, because you're seeking me now, you're knocking on my door now, you're asking and you're seeking and you're knocking, I'm going to open the door and say, hey, who is it? Come on in. I want to let you find me. We're going to play hide and seek. Go to your corner and count to 10 and you come look for me. I'm going to let you find me. I'm going to come out from behind my hiding space, behind this tree, and I'm listening on, here I am. I'm going to let you find me. I'm going to hear from heaven, and I'm going to hear your land. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, and then we're going to wrap it up. And Joseph bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Joseph stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. I'm saying tonight, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, said, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. See, God will make your enemies so confused that they'll destroy themselves. God will turn this thing around. He'll turn it around so well, he'll make it do a 180 so quick when you seek him. When you begin to seek him and you begin to praise him, when you say, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord, for the brand new mercies. For your grace and your mercy. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. David said he had a new song. I'm telling you tonight, find you a new song with you and God. I don't care if you got to dig up an old scripture or old whatever, you got to go on that word and find. Find you a song. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I want you to say that the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens. Find your song. God's got it all in control. God's got it all in control. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing. Fall on me. Fall on me. anointing fall on me. I'm singing, find you a song. Find you a song. Those young kids, I haven't seen the song. He keeps doing great things for me. Tell you, find your song. He keeps doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 hands and if I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise and want to lift him up. Find your song. Only what you do for Christ will last. Find your song because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All my fears are gone. Oh, I know who holds the future. Donald Trump don't hold the future. The Antichrist, the Pope, the Vatican, they don't hold the future. The Illuminati don't hold the future, but I know who holds the future. And my life is worth living just because he lives. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is on my side. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Tell me where would I be? Find you a song. Hold on fast to that thou hast. Chris Moore said, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Find your song. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. They send out the praises. And they just say, praise the Lord for his mercy and do his help. And then the Lord began to set out ambushes against the enemy. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name, Father. Father, this size of this great multitude is too much for us, Father. But it's nothing for you. It's nothing for you, Father. You said when the enemy raised itself up as a flood, the Holy Spirit raised up a standard and swallowed it, Father. Swallow, God, these pandemics and swallow these things, God. But we know, God, that this is what you said. And you said it with a purpose. And it, you said, whatever you sent forth to do, it's going to accomplish what you sent forth to do, God. Let it accomplish that, God. And now it's accomplishing it in us, God. It's perfecting us, God. And all of that, God, it's returning us to you, Father. So, God, even if my people, like Solomon said at the temple, he said, God, if these people get in a place, God, where you're in exile, Father, where they're in a position, God, where God, turmoil and torment is their portion, God, where they get in a place where they turn their place away from you, Father, where they abandoned you and you've abandoned them. But when they come to themselves, God, when we come to ourselves, God, for you said you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So when the sound mind kicks, we come to ourselves, just like the prophet said when he came to himself. God, we come to himself and said, God, we know, Father, that he said he feared they began to seek you, God. We seek you, God. We humble ourselves. And what I'm doing, God, you've humbled us in fear. You humbled us, God. And taking away the things that we trusted in the most, taking away the things that we made an idol. And God, even David, when you crushed him, God, even with Jacob, you crushed him, Father. Even then, God, even now, God, there's examples and examples. These crowd of witnesses. Father, we come to a place of brokenness. We find a position, God, where we're on our knees. We're on our face. Here go the song. With my hands lifted up and my mouth full of praise. Oh, Jesus, I worship you, oh, Lord. I will worship you, oh, Lord. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. I will worship you, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth full of praise. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord. I will honor thee, O Lord. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, my banner, my victory. And so I'm the God of peace, that one makes complete and whole, and the one that makes everything pass all our understanding. I will serve thee, O Lord. 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 Christ Jesus, I will serve thee, O Lord. Kill and destroy them. Kill and destroy them, Lord God. David said, I count your enemies my enemies, and I hate them with perfect hatred. Father, I count your enemies my enemies, and I hate them with perfect hatred. Every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness, every fruit of the flesh, everything that has pulled us away from you. Everything that made us have our own idols in our hearts, God. Everything that got us into idolatry. Everything that made the true God no longer exist in this city, in this state, in this nation, in this earth, God. We said the true God wasn't around, and that the priests wasn't teaching the truth. Well, our children have been destroyed. God, we repent right now. God, we come to a place of repentance. So Daniel repented. He said, God, we repent. Isaiah said, God, I'm from a people of unclean lips, and I'm a man of unclean lips. God, we repent right now. That's the position we position ourselves in, a place of repentance, a place of surrender, and then we stand still. And Father, we expect to see your salvation. You said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We position ourselves, we stand still, and we thank you for your salvation. Father, we give you honor, God. We give you glory, we give you praise. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. Anybody want to, depends on what I want to add to and take away, or just give your, you know, say, your praise reports, you want to pray, you got a prayer request, you got something you want to just share, you want to talk about how good God has been to you and how awesome he is and what's the word. Press 1 right now, you can be recognized if you just want to share. If you want to add to the point of saying, hey, God, I want to seek you too, God. Do you want to break the back of these different pandemics and these different things that come against you? You just tap in. Just press 1 and tap in with us. And show what is on your heart. What is the Lord putting in your spirit? Five, 659, your mic is open.
I give God all the honor and all the glory, hallelujah, for he is so divine and wonderful. Nothing greater than him, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank God for his peace, hallelujah. I thank him for everything, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank him that I am alive, hallelujah, and I can experience all these different things in life, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank God that he is taking what was meant to do us all harm, and he's turning it in our favor because we believe him, we love him, and we have been called according to his will. I thank him for Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah 26 and 20. Praise God, hallelujah. For us to go on in when something comes upon us to attack us. Go on in and shut the door. And stay there. He'll take care of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise. I thank God for praise flowing in my blood vessels, just as the blood is. Hallelujah. For the blood is praise. Hallelujah. And I give him that praise. I thank you for this time on the blog with Pastor Flint and with Evangelist Flint. Thank God for you, and I pray that you continue on this journey, helping many, many souls to come to Christ. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank you, Pastor Warner. We thank you. Praise God for that. And even 1436. Your mic is open. That's what it is. 1436. Your mic is open. Praise God.
I thank God. I thank God for you, Pastor Flint, and your whole family for spreading God's word, because a lot of people can't get out to receive it. But with you having a blog, they can receive God's word. And the things that we're going through, it's like nothing but a test. Because if God said, let not your heart be troubled, but we just let our heart be troubled about things we have no control of, it's just going to happen. It's going to happen. But if we trust in God, we're going to have a better chance to pull through it, because we know God's going to always be with us. Because if we abandon him and he abandon us, you know, we don't have no fear, because he is going to take care of us. He said he will supply all our needs, just like he did when his children was in bondage in Egypt. And they was led in the wilderness, but God gave them manna, God gave them quails, God gave them waters gushing out of rocks. He supplied everything they need, even though when they got afraid, they forgot what kind of God they served when he opened that Red Sea and let them pass it through. And when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and they was constantly doing that, and we still forgot what kind of God we served, because he's doing the same thing he was doing then and what he's doing now. He's touching our hearts. This have changed. I never heard so many people come up to me and say, you know what, God is trying to tell us something. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and they start quoting it, if my people, and I've been hearing that forever, like I'm constantly hearing it every day. It's like everybody's on one accord with that scripture. God is trying to show us something, trying to tell us something, that we've fallen into Solomon and Gomorrah days where we don't have no respect for ourselves and we don't have no respect for our God or each other. So God wanted us to come together. He wanted us to love one another and respect each other. So in order for something like this to happen, for us to open up our eyes, I have people that offer to get my medicine for me, get me some tissue. You know, and well, nobody doing that. They'll say, well, to sit over here and talk about you, but just hop up and say, well, I do it. Now you don't owe me anything. Because, you know, that they are afraid too, but they don't want to admit it. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, because what God has for me is going to be for me. And I know if I'm abandoning him and I'm applying to what he said, I ain't got to worry about anything. Because the absence from the world is present with the Lord. The absence from the body is present with the Lord. So I just thank God that he is using y'all mightily. And I pray in the name of Jesus, he's constantly keep on meeting y'all at the point of y'all need, so y'all can go on and keep on spreading his word. Because there's a lot of souls out there lost that don't want to listen. A lot of them have been church hurt, so they don't want to listen. But they have to see a change that's in us. And sometimes we have changes in us. And our own family member can't even see it anyway. But long as God see it, that's all that matters. So we can't sit up here and cry and whoop about, oh, worries me, this person don't like me, this person talking about me. It doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters is what God think about you. And what God wants you to do. So long as you're doing what God wants you to do and you trying your best and he see it, the Bible lets us know that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, not for us to continue to just pity ourselves and wallow in it, but to go out there and tell somebody how good he is. Let them see the Jesus in us, the changes. Like I would tell everybody, I'm not perfect. I never told you I was perfect. I make mistakes like everybody else. And if you want to judge me like that, it's okay. It's okay, because it's what my God thinks. And that, like, we know that the battle is not ours, but it's his. So our job is to keep on telling people about him and do the best that we can. Pray for one another, you know, not just only for our father, but our family, but for the whole world. Pray for them. Pray for them, because we need prayer. That's what's going to bring us through. It's prayer. God's mercy and his grace is going to bring us through. And what you're doing, you are. I just pray that God bless you mightily, because you have been a big inspiration, you and your family, to me. Even when I was down with the cancer in a bad situation, y'all built me up, but just let me know, don't give up, how God loves me and how y'all prayed for me. And, you know, they say I'm still not out of it. I'm not believing what they say, because when God wake me up every morning to tackle a chore, I know he's with me. And everybody been telling me I'm the first person they seen that had cancer that was bald-headed and looked like less than a year they got a head full of hair. So that ain't nothing, but like I said, it's not nothing I did. That's God's glory that's shining into me so I can be a walking testimony for him. I'm not going to take the credit for nothing. I'm going to give it all to him. And may God bless y'all and everybody else. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You just truly bless me. And then even you're sharing, I'll tell you another song game, man. Listen, what a mighty God we serve. I'm telling you, some of the songs, the bell is not yours. It's the Lord, what a mighty God we serve. I know what you do for Christ will last. Victory is mine. You gotta just know victory is mine. The battle is not yours. And angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And like I said, the blood still works. They had to put the blood over that doorpost. And the blood still works. Blood over your house. Go outside and get the oil and put that blood around your house, around your mantles, around your door. Put on your doorknob. The blood still works. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood still works. Another thing she said, that God will see you through this and will carry you through. Evidence is that, man, listen, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Elijah. Why is Elijah? Because the first time he came on the scene, nothing said about this man at all. He came on the scene, he said, there'll be no more rain till I say so. And the heavens agreed with him and shut up. But in the midst of him dealing with that, God had Adam in the brook. God was taking him. He had a raven. Feed him. A raven is a scavenger. God changed the mind of a bird brain to feed him. So if he can change a bird brain mind, imagine what he can do for you. You go to him. That's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. When the arms are open, he'll see you through. There is no secret. There is no secret what God can do. Anybody else want to shout anything? Want to get a testimony? A praise report. Anybody, do you guys just want to sing a song to God? If I open up the mic and you just want to worship and praise him, or you guys just want to come into agreement and with praying and on behalf of your unsaved loved ones and those that you know, if they were to die tonight, they wouldn't make heaven. Hell would be that destination. If anybody that you want to pray for like that, you want to just, hey, just press one and say, hey. Even if you want to say, press one and we'll go into a prayer, we're going to touch and agree. We're going to bombard hell with the Spirit of the Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon us tonight. The anointing is heavy on us tonight. And we're going to just go into the enemy camp and take back what he took from us, what he took from our family. We're snatching it back. We're snatching it back. We're taking it back with authority. Does anyone want to ask one takeaway? It's 447, your mic is open.
Jesus, 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 it's Jesus, 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 holy, 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 is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Loving, 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 is Jesus, 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 righteous, 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 righteous. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. He had put that song in my heart, amen, in my spirit. I wake up and it's going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Whatever I could be doing, and he just brings that song because he is so holy. He is so loving. He is so righteous. And Pastor, you have just, you and Evangelist have just blessed my heart, my soul. Oh, God, my spirit has been stirred up. Hallelujah. Because it's the praises. It's the praises unto him that destroys the yokes. Oh, glory be to God. It destroys those things that hold us in captivity. It breaks the yokes. It destroys everything as we praise him, as we glorify him, as we lift him up. And to hear you singing tonight in this, the word, as you're giving the word and giving us the songs, I mean, those songs are songs of victory. They're songs of praise. They're songs of love. And I'm telling you, I have just been basking in it. I have been basking in it. And especially, he keeps doing great things for us. Hallelujah. Every day, all day. And in times like these, church, know that we need a Savior. Hallelujah. We need that rock to hold on to. We need to anchor ourselves to that rock, and that rock is Jesus. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing God to use you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just come on behalf of your children tonight. Praying, God. Pray for your man Frankie. He just got hit by a car, God. We pray for him right now. We pray, God, for healing in his body, God. We pray, God, that there'll be no hurt, harm, no danger to come before him. Father, we pray for, I got a lot of prayer supports. I mean, a lot of prayer requests, God. I got, It's a baby in Orlando, God, and was a premature child, God, and now the baby's dealing with pneumonia, Father. We're praying for the baby right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, that you heal, God. There's mothers, God, that's going in the hospital, God. There's I have a close friend of mine, Father, that has been tested positive for the corona, God, Robert Alfonso, God. He's up in New York, and we're praying for him right now, God. I'm praying, God, that he gets the necessary vitamin C, the necessary nutrients in his body to fight that virus, God, that it will counter it, God. And I pray for his kidneys, God. I pray for his respiration system, God. I pray, God, that you'll begin to restore, God, right now, God, that you'll begin to allow his ways, his airways to open up, God, and they'll begin to fight it, God, fight the mucus, God, that the virus feeds off of. And he'll have a speedy recovery, God. And just a moment. Pray for my friend Nene's brother who's in chemo and his body shut down afterwards, God. We pray, God, for the healing in his body, God. We pray, God, for those that are going through chemo, God. We pray for those that are having dialysis, God. We pray for those, God, that bodies, God, are racked with pain, God, that are being abused by the spirit of infirm, God, that infirm spirit, God. We bind that spirit hand and foot, and we cast it out of darkness, God. God, we bind the mindset that will take possession of it, God, that will take ownership of it, say, my diabetes or my allergies or my lupus or my leukemia, God, or my cancer. We're not giving any of that any ownership, any possession. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. Now, are you dealing with a condition or something? Maybe. But guess what? God is still in control. And if that's a thorn in your flesh, guess what? His grace is more than enough. Father, we pray for those, God, that have been in accidents. We pray, God, and God, first of all, we're praising you for, we're grateful, God, for guess what? If we have the opportunity to open up our mouth, God, that's breath that's flowing out of our mouths and breath that's flowing through our nostrils, God, that means that, guess what? We're still here. And there's some people that can't say that any longer, God. They didn't make it to that bed last night or tonight, didn't wake up this morning, didn't get home, God. They punched the clock for the very last time. But yet we're still here. And yet we're still holding on. And, Father, we're thankful for this, and we're grateful, God. And we don't take it for granted, God, that you allowed us in another day. Someone said, just another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm telling you, we can go on for days. I'm telling you, find you a song that hold on, hold fast to that thou hast. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Continue to keep us, Father. That Psalm 91 will be our portion. It's my COVID-19. We're talking about Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. You said 1,000 fall at the right hand, but 10,000 at the left hand, but they should not come near thee. Devour the enemy. Devour the enemy. Father, I pray, God, for officials, government, because I pray for loved ones, Father, right now, that they'll get to know you. If they don't know you, they'll get to know you. And each and every one of us that know you, Father, we'll get to know you better. We're going to seek you early where you may be found. We're seekers tonight. We're seekers tonight. But God seeks and God seeks. Father, I seal this precious prayer. In the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And so it is. Anybody else want to add to a takeaway? Shall I give a word? If not, then this word shall be none other than you've been some real thing, my queen. Giving us words, giving us our benediction.
Praise God, praise God. Didn't I tell you God was going to do it? And he did. Hallelujah. Showed up and showed out. God, we just thank you for tonight. And we just thank you for all joining us on tonight. We'll be back on next Thursday. We're waiting on praise reports, testimonies, because God is going to do a great thing on this week. Have the expectation knowing that God is going to do great things on this week. So if you're going to join in on the fast, let's go in the fast expecting great things. Hallelujah. 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 So we thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you for each and every person that joined us, their family members. And we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's keep a hallelujah on our tongue on this week. A praise on our tongue on this week. And then next week, we're going to do it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good night, good night, good night. We love you.
Hallelujah.